Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning today's shiur in the beginning of Siman Reish Yud Gimel. We are on page 252. Siman Reish Yud Gimel is Mishi Yotza, one who was Yotze already in Motzi Acherim, if he can be Motzi others. The Mechaber writes in Sif Aleph, Al Kol Peros Ushare Dvarim, on all fruit and other things, chutz mi pas v'yayin, except for bread and wine, im hayu ha'ochlim shnayim o yoser, if the eaters were numbered at two or more, echad poter es chaveru afilu belo hasiba, one can make the bracha and pater his friends even if they are not eating it by leaning. Miyo, however, yeshiva miyo boi, they do have to be sitting together. So they don't have to be leaning by other foods, but they have to be sitting together. The dafka pas v'yayin bay hasiba, because dafka bread and wine, that requires haseba. So if one wants to join together with another person or a group of people and all make one bracha together, one's going to make the bracha to be motzi everyone. So if you're having wine and bread, then you require haseba. That makes a kvias that you're sitting together. Any other foods, you wouldn't need haseba, but you would need yeshiva. You would need that they're sitting together. Then the Mechaber says, Ula didon, and for us nowadays, that we don't usually do haseba, except at the Seder, we're not in general lying down as we eat, we're not leaning. Have a yeshiva kamo haseba ledidhu. Our yeshiva, our sitting, is like their haseba. Ula fizeh, according to this, what comes out, ledidon de leislan haseba. For us, that we don't have haseba, so ein chiluk bein pas v'yayin l'shar dvarim. So it turns out there is no difference between bread, wine, and everything else. Because the real halacha is that by bread and wine you need haseba, everything else you need yeshiva, we don't have haseba. Our yeshiva is haseba, so meila, all things are equal, and bread, wine, all other food items. For one person to make the bracha and pater everyone else, they would need to be sitting together, they would not need yeshiva, they would not need haseba. Because when they're sitting together, even by bread and wine, one person can make the bracha for everyone. V'shalobi yeshiva, but if they're not sitting, b'shar dvarim nami kol echad mevarach latzmo, if they're not sitting together, then even by other things that are not bread and wine, each person would have to make his own bracha. So it comes out that there's absolutely no chiluk. If you're sitting together, so all foods plus bread and wine, one person can make the bracha. If they're not sitting together, so bread, wine, and any other food cannot be one person making the bracha. Each person would have to make his own bracha. And that which we say that one person can make the bracha on behalf of everyone, bishar dvarim chutz min hapas, when it comes to all other foods besides bread, hanimili bebracha rishona. That's talking about one person patering everyone else in a bracha rishona. Aval bebracha achrona tzrichim l'chalik. But when it comes to making a bracha achrona, there you have to split up. The kol echad mevarach la'atzma, and everyone will make his own bracha. The ein zimun leperus. Because we hold that there is no zimun when it comes to peros, there's no joining together by peros. You'll notice over here, the Mechaber doesn't bring in wine. He just says, b'shar dvarim chutz min hapas. Because when he's talking about bracha achrona, that you each have to make it on your own, it's not true by bread. Because when it comes to bread, we have a concept of a zimun, that there, that case, one person can bench and be motzi everyone else. But when it comes to all other food items besides bread, where there is no zimun, although by the bracha we've shown, if they're sitting together, one can make the bracha, by bracha achrona, they would have to be mechalek, and each person will make his own bracha achrona. We'll see exactly the chilek, why bracha rishona one way and bracha achrona a different way. We'll see that in the Mishabura. That's where we're going to stop for today, at the end of the Mechaber. Next time we'll pick up with the Ramah, but let's see the Mishaburas, 252, Sivkot and Aleph. So we said again, all peros ushari dvarim, hainu shari mini acholam mashkin, any other types of food or drink. Sivkot and Beis, chutz mi pas v'yayin, excluding bread and wine, mishum dechashivi, because bread and wine are more chashiv, v'darkom likbo aleyam basiba, and it's normal, in the olden days at least, to be kovei on them with leaning, with haseba, l'fikach ein derech kviyas shelahem elo basiba. Therefore, it's not considered a kviyas of bread and wine without haseba, ukin l'kameh, like we'll see later. Sivkot and Gimel, echad poter es chaveru, So we said by all these other foods, one person could patter his friends even without a seba. Rotzalomer means to say, Afilu yodea kol echad bi'atzmo levarech. Even if each person knows how to make the bracha himself, Afilu hachi, even so, echad mevarech, one makes the bracha, umotzi chaveru lechatchila, and he could patter his friend lechatchila. Vuhusha chaveru yishma habracha mitchila v'atzof yichavin lotzis. But of course, the requirement is that the one who's listening must hear the entire bracha from beginning to end, and he must have kavanah to be yotzei with this person's bracha. Like we'll see next time in Mitzvah Shem Mitzvahs. V'hachi adiv tvei, not only does it work, but it's actually the more preferred way for one person to make the bracha on behalf of everyone, the berav om hadras melech. When it comes to a group of people praising the king, there's more praise to the king, there's more glorious to the king. So Barobam Hajas Mel tells us that it's better, instead of each person making their own bracha rishona, one person makes a bracha, and everyone is yotzei with his bracha, but obviously they have to hear the whole bracha, they have to have kavana to be yotzei with his bracha, and obviously he has to have kavana to be motzi them as well. So when you're talking about these other foods that are not bread and wine, one can be motzi the others if they're sitting even without a seba. The dafka bepas v'yayin the chashivi. Dafka when it comes to bread and wine, which is chashiv. Hayadarkum lechol baseba lamitos. That's when they would sit with leaning on the beds. V'zeh hayaderek v'usam v'hischabrusam yacha. That was the way they would kovei themselves and they joined together as one. L'fikach ein echad mevarech l'kulam lotziyam ad sheyesobu. Therefore, when it comes to bread and wine, they have to eat it the normal way, and that is with leaning, and only then can one be motzi the others. Da'oz minker de'daitum l'hischaber u'litzarf b'yachad. When they're lying down and sitting in the normal way that they normally have the bread and wine, then it's recognizable that their intention is to join together and have a starfus. Mash'en came the peros, which is not the case with the peros. When it comes to peros, they don't normally eat them with a seba. It's only through yeshiva, so you're showing that you're joining together just by sitting, you don't need to lean. Sikotan hey. So we said that although you don't need to lean by the other foods, you do need to sit together. Says the Mishaburas of Katane Yeshiva Miyabai, the Ain Echad Yachal Hotzi Chadero Babrocha El Imkain Yasru Lecho Velishtos Biyacha Velobim Umud. One person cannot be motzi his friends in a bracha unless they sat together to eat and drink together and not standing. The Kvius Ktsas Al Koponim Miyubai. We don't need as much of a Kvius as wine and bread for other food items, but we do need a little bit of a Kvius in order for one to be motzi the others. However, the chol zeh rak l'inyan l'chadchila, very important point, this whole din we're discussing is only the best way, it's l'chadchila. Aval b'dyeved kol shekivin ha-mevarach l'hotzi v'ashomir l'otzeis yotza. But even if they're not sitting together, they're standing around, as long as there is kavana of the one who's saying the bracha to be motzi the others, and the kavana of the ones who are listening to be yotzei, so b'dyeved, it would still work. This idea of sitting together, leaning together, is a din l'chadchila. Sivkotan vav l'didon. Nowadays, we said in the Mechaber, we don't have this whole idea of leaning. That's not how we normally eat. Therefore, even bread and wine will have the exact same din as the other foods. Ratzalomar means to say, l'fi she'ein darkeinu b'haseba. Our way of eating is not with leaning, even by wine and bread. L'fikach, therefore, masha anu misvadin leishev yachad. That which we get together to sit as one b'shulchan echad, around one table, v'lechon to eat nechshav l'kvias. That's considered a kvias. Kamo asibu l'didhu, like their leaning. U'mahani afilu b'pas v'yayin, and therefore us sitting together helps out for bread and wine like every other food. Sivkotan Zayin goes on the last point of the Mechaber, that which we said that one can be mevarach for everyone, b'shar dvarim chutz min apas, that's only by bracha rishona. By bracha achrona, everyone has to make their own bracha. Why does it say chutz min apas? Says the Mishabura, hode hiska mechaber pas hacha, that which it mentions over here, the exclusion of bread, mishum de bepas kai melundim heim shlosha, because by bread we hold that three people ate together. Bread, mezamnin umotzi echad eschadayim bebrechas hamazon. They can make a zimun and one can be motzi his friend in benching. Masha'en kein b'sharei dvarim, which is not the case by other foods, but bracha achrona afilu b'shlosha ein motzi. By other foods, even if you have three people, there's no concept of zimun. Therefore, one can't be motzi the others, and therefore everyone has to make their own bracha. So the Mechaber excludes bread from this psach, that although you can be motzi the others in the bracha rishonu, you can't by bracha achrona, excluding bread, because by bread when there's three, you have a zimun, and in that case, again, like we learned earlier in Hilchos Brachos HaMazon, the actual ikar way, the best way to do the zimun is one person at the bench, everyone to listen, but maisa, we don't do it that way for various reasons, but that is the ikar way to go, and therefore, the Mechaber has to leave out the pas. Sivkoton ches, the bracha rishona. So we said, although you can make one bracha to pater the others in the bracha rishona, the atam, the reason is, mishum de bracha rishona kol echad marviach bosa bracha. When it comes to bracha rishona, everyone gains from that bracha. Shayidei kach mutarim lechol. Through that bracha, everyone becomes permitted to eat, v'leihonos, and to benefit, l'fichach mitzdarfin la. Therefore, they join together for that bracha. The reason why the bracha achrona is more problematic is because when it comes to the bracha after the achila, shekfar ochlu, they already ate, v'daitem lihiparid, and their minds are set on separating, ein mitzarfen, they don't join together, afilu b'yayin. So Mishabura over here is explaining why is it better for a bracha rishona that you could join everyone together in one bracha, but by bracha achrona everyone has to split up? Because by a bracha achrona everyone's going their own way, they're splitting up, so they have to go on their own and make their bracha. But a bracha rishona, they're coming together, they're deciding to be behitztarfa, to join together, so therefore they're all focused on their joining together and one bracha will work. Sivkotun tes trichin l'chalik, again for the bracha achrona they have to split up. V'afilu kavu yachad, even if they will kaveya together, lo mahani lazeh will not help for bracha achrona. Ubidyevin. However, that's all the chachilah b'dyevin. Kivein lotzes. If those who are listening had kavanah to be yotze, v'hamivarech gamkein kivein lotzio, and the one who made the bracha had kavanah to be motzi the others, yotze, they are yotze, v'afilu below kviyas klal. So again, this idea, you need a kviyas for a bracha rishona. Bracha achrona doesn't work even with a kviyas, but that's all the chalchila. But b'dyavid, if one made a bracha achrona for others, he can be motzi the others, even if there was no kviyas. Kimosha posak a mechaber la'el besimin kufsa mechzayin sifyud gimel ayin shavim mishabura. V'im echod einu yodeh levarach ba'atzmo. So that din is l'chatchila, everyone should make their own bracha achrona. But the evidence, if one made it for the others, it's going to be okay. But let's say you have a person there who pasha doesn't know how to make a bracha achrona by himself. Yotzei afilu l'chatchila bebirchas chaveiro. Then it's not b'dyeva, then it's l'chatchila that he can be yotzei with the bracha achrona of his friend, because he has no other way to make the bracha achrona. Then he gets upgraded to l'chatchila to be yotzei with his friend's bracha. V'kosu hataz v'shari achronim. The taz and the other achronim, right? The ha'idna nowadays, very important point. Shemizalzulin hehamon ma'od bebracha achrona. Many people are mizalzulin bracha achrona. They forget to make a bracha achrona. You have a gathering together, everyone's eating, and they all go their own way. They don't make a bracha achrona at all. So the achronim write, Yesh lismoch lasos kein l'chadchila. Even though we just learned l'chadchila, everyone should make their own bracha achrona if they know how to. Only b'dyavid you can be motzi with others. However, one can rely to do it l'chadchila nowadays that people are being very uncareful about making bracha achrona. Shemavarech echad v'kol ram ha-bracha achrona. That one person should say the bracha achrona out loud. V'yu acherim yotzim al yodo. And everyone else should be yotzi with his bracha. Afilu k'she yodin bi'atzman levarech. Even if they all know how to make their own bracha. So that's very important practical application. Let's say there's an oineg or there's a little get together and everyone's eating and you notice that people are not remembering to make a bracha achrona. So one person should get up and say, I'm having everyone in mind, everyone should have in mind to be yotze, make the bracha achrona, even though normally that's really only b'dyeved, but nowadays that people are not so careful about it, it becomes l'chadchila that everyone's yotze with his bracha. U'beprat bracha achrona me'ein shalosh. Specifically when the bracha we're discussing, as the bracha achrona is al michya, or la gefen, or la peros, it's main shalosh, she'ena kol b'kiyin ba'al peh, not everyone knows it by heart, b'vadai tov lasos kein l'chadchila. That's for sure that everyone should be yotze with his bracha l'chadchila, it's 100% fine, that's the best way to go. Mikol makom tov yoser sheyomru im ha-mevarech mila b'mila. However, what's even better is to have one person get up and make the bracha, so those who are going to be yotze with him, that's fine, but really each person should really say it along with him. Use that only as a reminder that everyone should make their own bracha. That's why many places they have a minhag that one person gets up and makes alam michya, everyone answers amen, and then they make their own bar nefashos. Like the Mishaburu is saying, that people don't know Al Milchia by heart, so if one person gets up, that's the Chachilah for him to be Motzi everyone, but the Bar Nefashos everyone knows, and the Al Milchia is used a little bit as a reminder to make a Bracha Achrona, so they go ahead and make their own Bar Nefashos afterwards. Sivkotan Yud, we said the reason why everyone has to make the own Bracha Achrona except by bread is because Ein Zimun LePeiros, there's no joining together, there's no Mezumen when it comes to fruit. Hainu, the Kevon, the Ein Mitzvah Zimun LePeiros, since there is no mitzvah zimun by fruit to join together and say nevarach shachanu, so automatically everyone has to make their own bracha. V'lo lotzeis bebrachas chaveru and not to be yotzei with the bracha of his friend. Va'ayin la'el simin kuf tzadigimol sevav mishabura. I'd like to end this year with two notes. Number one, note number 7 on this last point. He says, look earlier what the Mishabura said. So note 7 writes, Shekosav Shalom, Mishabura writes over there, Sheyesh machmirin b'shivas aminim lahatzrich zimun. Some say that when you're having the Zayin minim, you actually make a mezumen. Now we obviously are not knowing to make a zimun on anything but bread, but there are those who are machmir to make a zimun by the Zayin minim. It's better that three people should not be koveya themselves together by the Shivas Aminim. Because if you're eating together the Zayin Minim, you're entering into the world of Machlokas. Some say you need a Zimun, some say you don't need a Zimun. So it's better to avoid it. That would mean that three people can't sit together and eat cake. That would be a big problem for us by any kiddush, any get together. That would be a problem. So Lemaisa, he ends off with the shame, the Birkei Yosef. The minug is that we're not worried about this. Lemaisa, there's reason to be machmir, but the minug ha'olam is that we eat pasul v'kistan, we eat mizonos together, we eat the zayaminim together, and there is no problem. We do not make a zimun. One other note I want to point out is note number 3. We discussed that when it comes to wine and bread, in the olden days, you had to have the kfiyas of leaning. Nowadays, it's like everything else. You had to have the kfiyas of one's making the bracha for the others. You had to have the kfiyas at least of sitting together. V'chein le'inyan kiddush. The Rama writes later on, she'yoser tov leishev. It's better that everyone sits for kiddush. And the Mishabur writes over there, b'tam adav, the reason is, she'kevan she'echad poter es chaveiro. Since one is being motzi as friend in kiddush, tzarech she'ikbu b'yachad. It's like our halach over here, you have to be koveya together. Therefore, everyone should be sitting for kiddush. One person makes the kiddush and everyone else is yotzei. V'yeshiva nechsheves kviyus. And sitting together, that's considered a kviyus. And therefore, not only the Mekadesh sits down, even those who are listening and being Yotzei with him should be sitting down as well. Many of us at the minute that we stand when we make Kiddush, what's the Pshat? We're being Motzi, others, how are we standing? So the Shaar Tzion writes over there, the fact that we're all standing together around the table to be Yotzei, the mitzvah of Kiddush, that itself makes a kvias. If we're standing all eating apples, so standing together is not necessarily a kvias, but you're trying to be yotzei your chiyuv of kiddush by standing together. So even though you're standing, that can create a kvias on its own. And therefore, it says a Shaar Tzion, some of the minug of standing during kiddush, in the next part of the note, which we're not going to read, the same idea by Havdalah, some of the minug to sit, based on the halacha we're saying over here, if you sit, it's more of a kvias, you'll be motzi others, they should sit as well. But if you have a minug to stand, the pshat is that you're still being motzi everyone else. The fact that you're getting everyone together to be yotzei, so that itself creates the kvias, even though you are standing. We'll stop here, we'll finish the rest of the sif, and the rest of the simon, next time.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.